So let's see, you know, that storm is going to be in the Northeast. So, of course, that means
storm.
Yeah, that means that life as we know it in U.S. America can't happen today because, you know, it's up there. Storm experts are ranking this as a 5.8 on a scale of 6.
Trading's been stopped on Wall Street.
Yeah, that's not open today.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's practically no stories on the wire except the storm. Really?
Google sets up a crisis map so you can go look up there and see if your Aunt Geneva's doing okay.
A crisis.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is we deal with this so often. It's kind of old hat.
Well,
and it's fun to watch the Yankees go nuts.
But we don't live in the Northeast.
We don't count.
That's right. So there. Just letting you know.
Speaking of Northeast, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Dean Weeks of Clinton, Massachusetts, was set to fix his ex-wife's dryer as part of the couple's divorce settlement.
Uh-huh.
So he worked on the dryer, called and said, hey, why don't you test it out? She did. It exploded.
Exploded?
Exploded.
Exploded, okay.
Severed burns on her legs and blew the little dog that they owned out the second floor window.
Oh, my goodness.
How's the dog doing?
Dog's fine.
All right, that's good. The dog has a great story to tell the other dogs, though. Man, I bet you haven't been blown through a window.
Oh.
Yeah.
Arrested and charged with 4 counts of assault. Police think he did it on purpose.
Wow.
So he could keep the house.
Except it's got a big hole in it now.
Well, part of it anyway.
Wow.
Needs a new dryer.
Huh. Thought that out, did he? Do we know what his real job is? Or we?
No, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Just said the judge ordered him to fix the dryer.
Oh, there you go. And do it properly next time.
Now, see, if you'd have waited during the storm, it would have put the fire out. It wouldn't have been as big
a
problem.
Been fine. Yes, yes, men, too, can multitask. In fact, we're better at it than women. Nanny, nanny, poo-poo. There you go.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Where's your
just,
proof?
I'm not saying, look, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you the whole.
Well, hey, I wouldn't shoot you if you didn't go, nana, boo-boo.
Okay.
That kind of puts sort of a personal spin on it.
The
I'm
whole idea of women being better multitaskers is a myth, according to new research that seems to be hard to believe. And get this, the researchers say a woman's ability to handle several different tasks at once is linked to, well, just the fact that she's a woman and her hormones are different. That's the reason. The capacity for us being able to do it is because we're guys. We're guys. And again, it
does. These are all very
strong reasons.
Is that
also why you can back a car up better than a woman?
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's got a trailer on it. But see now, and again, they don't say the names or genders of the people who did this. You know, it probably would help the authenticity of the poll if they actually told us who the people were who had come up with these, but not so much. Hey, there are 90 area codes that initially used in the United States.
Only 90?
In the beginning.
Oh.
In the beginning. New Jersey's 201 was the first. That was back in, I didn't know this, 1951.
Before that, it was all crank and Wyandotte 657.
Something like that. I guess codes were dished out based on population. Areas with the largest populations received the codes that, of course, were quick to dial on a rotary phone. That's why New York had 212, and Los Angeles has 213, and Chicago has 312. Then when you get to the more rural areas, if you remember a long time ago, back then, we were 713 for a while.
Yeah.
And then we were, 409, is that right? I'm not sure. I think that's what it was, 409. And that went all the way over to Beaumont. But see, now they start getting smaller and smaller and smaller areas now. Kansas, for instance, theirs was 913. But, you know, you think about, who is it, D.C.? See, now this is what's different now is that they look at it from a keypad standpoint because D.C. is 202, which is real easy to do. And, you know, so if you look at, because the keypad's 123 across starting on the left, that is I think really the reason it says here rotary dial, but I guess that's that just had to do with the New Jersey one. So while many movie phone numbers use that 555 prefix,
mm-hmm.
which of course doesn't work if you dial it, some movie companies
really?
Yeah, some movie companies use real numbers. Universal Studios, in fact, bought a number and they own it, which has appeared in several movies, including The Adjustment Bureau, Definitely Maybe, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. If you call the number, it just rings and rings and rings. Fight Club uses the 288 area code, which is not yet in use, and Bruce Almighty caused a little bit of a controversy by using a real phone number, supposedly belonging to God. Now, why would they use a real number, you know? And again, they got some complaints. So the original number, which was 776-2323, was changed to the more traditional 555-0123 in the DVD release version. So, and again, since I didn't see either one of them.
Did it go specifically to anyone specific?
Well, yeah,
or
I guess.
Why would they
I don't know, but I'm not
choose
sure.
Choose that number.
Well, I'm not sure.
Apparently it wasn't God.
No, God did not. Yeah, they weren't calling God.
They called and God didn't answer.
God did not answer. See, and then.
That's so sad.
Oh, see, yeah, and again, all sorts of problems that can cause. All right, so if you want to have a cheap and, excuse me, if you want to have an inexpensive last-minute Halloween costume, here you go. Use Solo cups to make a Lego block costume. A Lego block costume.
Clever.
Yeah. Just paint a box and cut holes for your head and your arms. Then you glue the Solo cups, see, right there to the front. Write Lego on the cups. That way your friends will know exactly what you were thinking. As a safari adventurer, you use a brown bag and you cut out a vest. Okay. Yeah. Cut up a paper towel roll for binoculars.
That, you know, that looks a lot like the pilgrim costume.
That's
from
exactly
kindergarten.
What I was thinking. Are you going to be the Indian maiden this year?
Well, if you glue some feathers to it.
Yeah, see, then the guys, they put the cardboard buckles on their shoes. That was always fun. Okay, then there's the Where's Waldo? That's pretty easy. Striped shirt, red hat, big glasses. Also, you go old hoodie sweatshirts. You know, that could work.
Are you trying to look like a thug?
Well, you do some felt and paper and glue and hoodies, and you could be like an you can make a dinosaur costume out of that if you wanted to, or a monster. You could tape balloons all over you and go as a bunch of grapes. Tin foil can be folded into Viking armor and helmets. Do that at the office today. What are you doing? I'm making my outfit. My costume.
Nothing, but don't look, okay?
That's right. I'm going to the break room. I'm going to go ahead and borrow the aluminum foil.
Now, does Bryant Broadcasting have any Halloween traditions I need to know about?
No, not at all.
No, not really. I mean, there was a time when we would have like, and I think Mr. Downs has some candied corn there. There was a time when up on the front desk we would have like miniature candy, but again, it's radio. You know, they'd have to refill it every day.
Because we're all about the free food.
We'd put like 400 pieces of candy in there. It'd be gone every day. Well, everything would be gone except the Mr. Goodbar, you know? Well, really? I mean, have you tried that? I mean, just how old is that? See?
Not a fan.
It just bothers me. It does. And it's a Hershey's. Is that right? It's a Hershey's product? Is that right?
Yeah. I like Mr. Goodbar.
I believe that is correct.
The chocolate tastes different on a Mr. Goodbar than it does on a just generic
normal
Hershey's
bar. Oh, now come on. Stop that.
It
does.
It
doesn't either.
It has a different flavor.
Yeah, it tastes
like
peanuts because it's got peanuts in it.
Well,
if you notice
then that's,
that.
It just, the chocolate itself, though, tastes differently. If you just suck the chocolate and don't chew on the peanuts, it still tastes different.
We'll have to check on that.
We'll do it as a scientific experiment.
Well, something we'll do like after Halloween or something when they're not as busy. We may get in touch with them and see if they use a different type of chocolate. And that could be proprietary information that they won't won't tell us. But anyway.
Maybe it sticks better.
Could be. You know, then there's a story about the guy who went to see his grandmother in the hospital, you know, and she had the bowl of peanuts right there and she was asleep. And so he just ate the peanuts and she woke up and said, "What happened to the peanuts?" He said, "Well, I ate them." He said, "Well, they started as M&M's peanut, and I didn't like it."
If you want to drop it, drop the weight, drop it with Rob.